This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel City Council reinstated the COVID-19 emergency last night after the first declaration of emergency expired 2 days earlier. The new declaration has some changes limiting the authority of the city manager, specifically his authority to change cab fares. The city council also set the stage for a potential by-mail election this October and confirmed the hire of the new police chief, Richard Simmons. One of the reasons why the council extended the emergency ordinance was to stay in sync with the state's emergency declaration. City Attorney Libby Bacalar said the city could lose funding opportunities if it didn't extend the ordinance. Council member Mark Springer proposed that if the emergency declaration was extended, the council should consider whether the city manager's emergency powers should be restricted.
Whether we should, try to seek some normalcy in administrative operations.
Councilmember Alyssa Leary proposed a change to the original emergency declaration that would effectively check the city manager's powers by prohibiting him from unilaterally changing the Bethel Municipal Code regarding cab fares and requiring him to report all actions he takes in response to COVID-19 to City Council. Leary said one of the reasons she proposed the change was because she had heard so many complaints from the public about the per-minute cab fares.
So this just puts something in so that, any revisions to the taxi cab rates will not be made solely by city manager.
That motion was approved. The emergency declaration was extended for another 60 days. In more council news, an ordinance was introduced allowing the city conduct an election entirely by mail. Passing this ordinance would just open the possibility for a by-mail election. The council would have to pass another ordinance at least 60 days before an election to make a by-mail election official. City Clerk Lori Strickler explained that since nobody knows what the COVID-19 pandemic will look like this fall, the city may want the option to protect both the public and the election staff.
Over half of my election staff is of a high-risk age group, all elders, retired, and I want to make sure that they, one, are able to and willing to work the election, and I can do that safely.
City Attorney Libby Bacalar explained that a by-mail election has mechanisms to protect against voter fraud. She said mail-in voters have to provide a social security number or similar private identification information to ensure they are the person they claim to be. Finally, the city council also said goodbye to one police chief as they voted to confirm her replacement. Nearly all the council members thanked outgoing acting police chief Amy Davis for her service to the community. Here is council member Hugh Dimet.
I personally have seen acting chief Davis interact compassionately with victims of horrendous crimes. And I've seen her act professionally with alleged perpetrators of crimes. And we also expect that of our police.
The city council accepted the replacement Davis found for herself, incoming police chief Richard Simmons. He is a lieutenant in the Fort Worth, Texas Police Department and graduated from the FBI National Academy. Davis said she believes Simmons will make an effort to be involved in the community. Turning to health care, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation confirmed the region's third case of coronavirus yesterday in an unnamed village resident. The news comes days after Governor Mike Dunleavy lifted many restrictions to slow the spread of the virus. YKHC says the person was in Bethel when the hospital tested them positive for coronavirus. YKHC spokesperson couldn't say whether the person was traveling outside the region before they came into town. YKHC tested the person twice, once with rapid testing and then again with a swab that will be sent to the state lab. These state lab results can take a few days and the person is now self-isolating. Forbes says YKHC notified the village of the test results. Forbes says contact tracers have started piecing together the person's recent contact history, and a response team has been sent to the village to test and screen residents. This is the third confirmed coronavirus case in the YK Delta, and the second case that had contact with the village. YKHC confirmed the region's first case in April and the second one a month later at the Bethel Airport. That person then headed to Nunapichuk before the positive test results came back. The village immediately locked down after YKHC notified village leaders of the results. The health corporation sent out a team to test residents with rapid testing and then sent those swabs to the state lab in Anchorage to double-check the results. Last Friday, YKHC announced all test results came back negative from the state lab. In more coronavirus news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation was not at the Bethel Airport on Memorial Day to offer coronavirus testing to incoming passengers. In a news release, YKHC says it didn't know there was an incoming flight scheduled for that day and resumed testing yesterday. YKHC attributes the misunderstanding to recent changes in flight schedules during the pandemic and information from local airport workers. YKHC says that had it known a flight was scheduled, it would have been at the Bethel terminal to provide testing, as it has since late April. 82 passengers flew into Bethel from Anchorage on Monday. YKHC says any of these 82 passengers who would like to get tested for the coronavirus can call YKHC at 907-543-6949 between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Passengers who flew to outlying communities can call the local village clinic to schedule the test. On Friday, YKHC issued a statement urging all airline passengers arriving in Bethel from outside the region to opt into YKHC's coronavirus testing. The tests are offered free outside the Bethel Alaska Airlines terminal. Currently, less than half of passengers are choosing to get tested. YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkleman called on Governor Mike Dunleavy and employers to urge volunteer testing at remote airports when available to help these communities detect and trace any new cases of the virus. Currently, Alaska Airlines is flying from Anchorage to Bethel 5 days a week on weekdays and plans to increase flights to 7 days a week beginning June 1st. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for NewsYukTune coming up.